Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Rochelle Routman, who's Director of Sustainability focused on Mohawk Flooring. Rochelle, how you doing?
Great. How are you this morning, Kemp?
I'm good. We were together a few weeks ago in New York, and I wanted to interview you. You were recognized as one of the top 10 most influential women in sustainability. So I want to get to that in just a minute. But let's talk about your background first. I believe you grew up in Pennsylvania. Tell us how you ended up at Mohawk.
So, yeah, I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, had a very strong interest in the environment really my whole life. I went to the University of Georgia, then later studied at Georgia Tech. Had a long career focusing on sustainability and the environment. Worked at Lockheed and then Georgia Power and Southern Company. And eventually, Mohawk, I think, was interested in doing some great things with sustainability, and so was I. Mm-hmm. And the two of us came together, and it's been a really, really great thing for both of us.
And you joined Mohawk in, what, the middle of 2012, is that right?
Yes. So I've been here almost 2.5 years.
So there was an event in San Francisco. It's been 2-3 weeks ago. So they named the top 10 women, most powerful women in sustainability. I forgot to mention one of the people that was picked was Hillary Clinton, right?
Yes. So Hillary actually was the one that inspired Green Building and Design magazine to take this on as a project. Hillary spoke to the group at Green Build in 2013. That was in Philadelphia. She was the keynote speaker, and she encouraged women that have been doing important work in the environment to stand up and get recognized and take the stage. This event happened, and there were 10 of us that were recognized, and it was a huge honor.
And you're the only floor covering person that was tapped, but I'm looking at some of these other ladies, and a lady from Google, a lady from MGM, Coca-Cola, Skanska is a construction company, so it's a pretty neat group of women, isn't it?
Yes, very diverse group.
So,
yeah.
So now you've got 9 peers who you can network with. Will there be some dialogue where you can maybe ask the Coca-Cola or the Google person, you know, what are you working on? Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. We were really happy to get together and meet one another, and it is a great group, and we're even planning on having an alumni group come together once a year, and we will be part of this event, which will take place on an annual basis. And I've already contacted Beth from Skanska, and we're going to talk about how our two companies can collaborate with one another. So yeah, there will be those conversations that will take place.
Obviously, it's a great honor to be selected as one of the top 10 powerful women in sustainability. Talk about how you think you were picked.
So there was a group of people, it was a nominating committee, and they identified some potential candidates. And I'm not sure how many people were in the first group, but I think there were quite a few. And I eventually was interviewed, and it was a very extensive interview. They asked really every type of question related to my background in sustainability, my work history, what I am working on here at Mohawk, how I am inspiring the next generation of leaders in sustainability, how I'm influencing the whole practice of sustainability, what are my personal positions and my personal philosophies about how sustainability can actually help move us to a healthier world. And there were so many aspects to this interview, and it lasted for about an hour and a half. And following that, I learned that I was selected to become one of the most top 10 powerful women in sustainability. Mm-hmm. So I was a little bit surprised, but still very honored.
Mm-hmm. So are your parents surprised that you're on a list with Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, my whole family, they're very proud of me, and they're very, very supportive, and they're also very supportive of my work here at Mohawk and all that I do in my personal life to further sustainability.
As you do your work at Mohawk, what are some of the key initiatives that you're focused on in the area of sustainability?
In terms of our strongest programs here in sustainability, we are leading in transparency, and Mohawk's initiatives are changing the conversation in transparency and product disclosure. We are leading currently with the greatest number of health product declarations, environmental product declarations, and declare labels really in the entire manufacturing sector. And what we are doing, it's really been resonating in a huge way with our customers, with our suppliers, and really everybody that is part of this conversation. And the point of all of this is that as people become more and more educated about what is in building products, what are the actual ingredients, then healthier selections will be made and we will all benefit with healthier indoor interior environment and also a healthier planet. Mm-hmm. Because certainly the products that have the least environmental footprint are those that are also healthiest for the people that inhabit and work in buildings.
Okay. Well, thank you for representing us well. The whole floor covering industry shines better because you're our representative on that list. Congratulations. Again, been talking to Rochelle Routman, who's Director of Sustainability at Mohawk, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.